We should always be able to praise, not just because everything is going good. Sometimes things don't go good at all. You know, Brother Dave was receiving the offering, and again, those watching by live stream, we want to thank you for tuning in. And he was saying, oh, Pastor Ken, well, when Pastor Ken just moved here and he went in and I don't know if I went to Yes Employment or I went somewhere and I was talking to them and I said, yeah, I'm working with the church. And they looked over everything and they says, this isn't a job, that's a hobby. I said, okay, thank you for making me feel real good. So this is my hobby. And so we thank God that because they didn't see a bunch of finances all there saying, wow, this is a great salary, a great job that you have. But they looked at it at the world standards views. But we thank God that God is able. And I thank God for his provision over the years. I tell you, I drove the best. I ride the best. And I really have a lot of fun. I got a great mother-in-law. Amen. She's made pork chops and scalloped potatoes the other day. And it was great. So I want to have a few, since we're going to be talking about praise, Sister Florence, are you in the house? Sister Florence, I guess she's, come on down here. Let's give her a hand. She's going to give a few minutes of praise. You know, when I got born again and alive unto God, I was always excited. How many of you got born again and you were excited? You were thrilled. And you always, I had praise on my lips. I laugh. I was in Yorkton, Saskatchewan, and I was single at the time. And my cousin Rodney, and we grew up together. And I was quite a reckless driver back then. And nowadays, I'm really sanctified. But anyways, I was a reckless driver back then. And he came in the vehicle, and I just finished praising the Lord. And I was so happy. He jumped in, and I took off. And I said, "Praise the Lord!" And I drove down the road. He said, "You'll be praising the Lord when we crash or when the police stop us." And so I was happy with my relationship with God. He didn't understand it because the people of the world don't understand you. You are of another breed, so to speak. You come from heaven when you got born again. And when in that relationship with Jesus becomes real to you, you've changed. Amen. You could try to act the old way, but guess what? It's just not going to cut it. You may have a few of the same dance moves, but there's something different because you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. So, Florence, give us a few minutes of some praise and towards God.
Thank you.
Yeah, and the people.
I just want to, you know what, God has been so good in my life. I just praise him because he is worthy of all praise. And I thank him that, you know, this morning I wake up in my bed and I wake up with, you know, that I can get up and praise him and be in a country that free, that I can praise the Lord and speak about Jesus and be able to just share the gospel because he is so good. Mm-hmm. And I thank you, Lord, that today that, you know, I praise him because today I know people at the Blues Fest are waking up with a hangover. Today, I wake up with the joy in my heart. Man. You know, sober. I might be getting drunk in the spirit, but I'm sober today because God has blessed me. You know, I just love him. He's just so awesome. I thank him for my family that's coming into the Lord. I thank you for the mm-hmm. two girls and what he's doing to Jennifer and Carrie in their life, mm-hmm. You know, they're just telling me how, you know, we're all winners with God, you know, with Christ. We're all winners. And I just thank him for blessing me, for bringing me to Faith City Church. You know, I love the pastors. They're awesome and amazing. I'm growing leaps and bounds, you know. I just praise him because he is so good. He is my life. He, you know, Jesus laid down his life so I could live a life of, you know, peace and happiness and joy. And I love coming to Faith City Church because this is my house. This is my home. You know, I have a big family, and I just praise the Lord for that. And I just thank God, and I thank the Lord for Pastor. You know, he is such an awesome, awesome inspiration to everybody, you know, on Spirit Alive, everywhere he goes. I mean, he's amazing. He's been asked now to preach other places, which is an awesome gift, you know, because he is our pastor, and he is, and it's just so amazing that he is here, and I just thank God that he is here, and I praise him for that, because he is, God just deserves all the glory, you know, it's just amazing. So I just thank you for the opportunity, Pastor Ken, and bless all of you.
Amen. Let's give her a hand. Brother Mart, Mr. Brother Mart, she's a lady. Miss Mart, come on down. You know, I did some study on Catherine Kuhlman. How many of you heard of Catherine Kuhlman? Yeah. And you know, most of the people that were in her ministry were actually, they were touched by that ministry. They were healed, they were delivered, they were set free by that ministry. And they had the song leader was singing. That person was born again. The ushers, a lot of them, they just came and they served. And so if Pastor Roma, Miss Anita have ministered unto you, then you can serve and be a blessing. Because that's the way it is with God. He puts things in people's hearts. He touches them. He delivers them. He sets them free. Now you turn around and be a blessing unto them. And that's the way God operates. So Miss Marge, she's been singing. She's actually been one of the ones that have been here for years. Go ahead and give God some praise.
Yeah, so that makes me about 1,000 years old, I guess. You know, when Pastor Ken asked me to share, you know, how can you not share? Because God is so awesome, right? Like, everybody knows God is awesome. And you know, when I was trying to think of what I could say, and I was thinking in the Psalm 150 would just about sum it up. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Do you know what? When Jesus came into on the Palm Sunday, when he was coming into Jerusalem, and people were praising him, and the high priest and all the other people were saying, "You should tell them to be quiet. Like, don't do that. Don't let them, you know, keep praising you." But then Jesus says, "Well, hey, if they don't praise me, the rocks will cry out." Well, hey, I don't want rocks crying out in my place. I'd rather be the one doing all the praise, because he totally deserves all the praise, because he is awesome. He is always for us, not against us. He's always with us. He's wherever we are, he's with us. He has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. So he is an awesome God and worthy of all praise and honor.
Amen, amen. Let's give her a hand. Here's Sinden. Sinden is a Bible student and a graduate now of many colleges, universities. So give God a few minutes of praise, what you're thankful for.
Oh, yes. The Lord is so wonderful, you know, just like the past year has been like crazy busy, but now it's coming to a slow, and it's just like, you know, it was like personal time with the Lord, but now it's like, you know, me personal time with the Lord. You know, I know so much about him. And, you know, he is so worthy, like what everyone says. Like, we all know he's worthy. And, you know, I was on the bus coming here, and, you know, I see a lot of people on the bus, and I just think about them, and, you know, I pray for them. And, you know, I pray that they come to understand the Lord's glory, his honor, and, like, just how much he loves them. And, you know, because his love is so pure and it's so whole, and it just makes me feel so complete, you know. And like everything that I've endured in the past like 27 years of my life, you know, and he's been through with me through it all, and you know, I just like, he deserves like all the glory and the honor, because, you know, he carries us through so much, and he carries us forward through whatever it is that, you know, we will come to, and, you know, he'll always be there. And I can, you know, sleep and wake up every morning, rest assured that he's on my side, and he's, like, doing everything he can for me. And, you know, all I have to do is just, like, stay in his will and, you know, like, love him and, you know, just serve him with a whole heart, you know, and I love him so much.
Great job.
So, yeah.
Okay. We were getting a little too intimate there. And last but not least, I said, Jerry, come on up. You got to give a few minutes. You know, Jerry, he was away from the church. He came back, and he came in guns blazing.
Good morning, everyone. First of all, I would like to really thank God for Monique, because if it wasn't for Monique's invitation on Facebook, I wouldn't have been here. She took her time to send a message to come and let me know that Kevin Ashby was here, and that happened a couple of years ago. The one thing that I always grasped, and it never left me, was that God never leaves nor forsakes you. Mm-hmm. And even though that I was away from the church, and he was there for me. And it's strange, too, because he never stops from the Holy Ghost never stops you from speaking in tongues. And I used to pray in tongues.
Amen.
And anyway, so I'm so grateful for Sister Monique for doing that posting on Facebook. And I also like to grateful for this fellowship of this church. It is so amazing. You know, we get the blessings out of here. I don't like that word preaching. You know, I like the word teaching. Mm-hmm. Because every time I walk out of here, out of a service, I get teaching. You know, Pastor Roma is such an awesome teacher. And I also like all of the pastors here. People are surprised when I go out in public and I tell them, you know, we have Pastor Dave, we have Pastor Ken, Pastor Steve. They go, well, how many pastors do you have, you know? And then we have Pastor Corey. And so it's so great to see these leaders in our churches. And Miss Grace has always been an example. For years I've known Miss Grace in church, and she's always been here and been an encouragement for me. There's so many of you that I've known for years, and you're still attending church and faithfully. And it's so awesome that we serve an awesome God. I like to praise God for Jean, you know, that she's, you know, she's faithful and coming here as well. And she has volunteered her time now to be a greeter in the bookstore. So I told her, I said, my next step might be the cameras. And I said, are you going to follow me? And she goes, no. But we never know what the Lord has in store. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I truly was blessed this year with the schooling. You know, it was an awesome year. I mean, even though I struggled, God was faithful to put me through. You know, it just shows me yet that I still don't know what's good for me, that God knows what's good for me. And because every time I thought I did not so good, it came out okay, you know, and I ended up graduating. So I'd like to encourage people to come and do that 1 year of Bible school. And I'm looking forward to when the second year comes into effect. But I'm, like, you know, this morning I'm so grateful for the music team and the blessings that they pour out on me for their worship time. And, you know, they have just beautiful songs. And that one with breathing, I have the music on the Christian station. And that is one song that comes on that I really enjoy, that he pours his breath into our lungs so that we may live. You know, he's given us the life that he's given me, and I praise God for that, you know. And I truly am blessed. I'm truly blessed with this, the church here, and I look forward every Sunday and Wednesday to be here. Thank you.
Amen, Brother Jerry. Woo! See, we got a pile of, I'm not going to say preachers now. Jerry don't like that word. But we got people that can testify here, amen? They like to testify about God's goodness. So let's pray and let's believe God. I named this message Praise Fest. And so we got something to praise God about. We got something to be thankful about. And I pray that everybody here will experience that. Pastor Roma texts me. He texts a beautiful prayer that you guys would receive wisdom and knowledge and revelation, and that I would have unction and utterance and boldness. So, Father, we want to thank you, according to those scriptures, the Word of God, that that the preaching and the teaching would not be in enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power. And we thank you, Lord, that hearts would be open, ears would be open, eyes would be open to what the Spirit of God would be saying unto them. And thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And thank you, Lord God, for just everything. We're just so grateful and we're thankful. Let's lift up our hands and thank him, because he is worthy to be praised. We praise you here and we thank you. We say thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph, making manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every single place. Wherever we go, we bring the knowledge of God. We bring the flavor of God on the scene. And we want to thank you for that in Jesus' name, for this service. Thank you, Lord God, for strengthening us and helping us this day. Amen, amen. You know, sometimes people, they want to just praise God when the check comes in. Sometimes they just want to praise God when they're healed and whole. Sometimes they just want to praise God when they got no troubles. You know, Brother Hagin, our teacher, would tell us, if you think that you're going to go through life on flowery beds of ease, you got another thing coming. Because it is not. There's some tests. There's some trials that everybody faces. And I'm not one to sit and tell you how great the tests are and how great the trials are. But guess what? Everybody goes through something. There's family issues. There's financial issues. There's health issues. There's Christian issues. There's unbeliever issues. There's the news issues. And it's just, life is full of issues. But through it all, amen, there once was a song, through it all, amen, through it all, I can trust on Jesus. And when I got born again, I was such a happy camper. I tell you that I was one happy person. My dad said, oh, that's good for him. He said it right off the bat, and it was good. But after a month, he said to my mother, is there something wrong with him? He tells me he's happy, and then a month later, he's not too happy. Why? Because things change. I never answered the phone for almost a month because I got friends. I got friends in high places. No, they're not. They're actually in low places. They're sticking their head out of the holes, and they're trying to drag you down. But I stopped calling. They stopped calling after a month or two. They stopped calling. They wouldn't call anymore because I wouldn't go with them. Because I'm a big sucker when it comes to people. And especially when before I was born again, man. And whatever you wanted to tackle, we would be up for it. And that was a big detriment to my health, personally. And thank God that he brought me out of that at 20 years old. I said, no, I'm not going with them. Because I'm going with Jesus, amen? He saved me, he delivered me, he set me free, and shouldn't I be thankful? Shouldn't I be grateful? Yes, and that's something to praise God about. And so everybody in this room and watching online, you have to find that relationship with the Lord, because the Lord actually wants it with you. The Lord wants to have that intimate relationship with you, that you know him and he knows you. Sometimes we think he's mad at us. He's not mad at you. Many people, they slip away from the things of God, maybe get a little cold, and they think that God's mad. He's going to hit him over the head. No, he's not like a lot of parents, and including myself. Sometimes I get upset with the children, maybe when they're not walking exactly like I think they should walk. But guess what? God is a merciful God. And I find that when you run to him, guess what? He's always there. Amen. You seek me, you'll find me. You call upon me and I'll answer you. And I'll deliver you. And with long life, I'll satisfy you and show you my salvation. He's just full of blessings and kindness and goodness to every one of us. But we have a cloudy view of him. Sometimes we think that he's not quite up to par because we think he's exactly like us. No. We are created in his image, but we got a long way to go to be able to think exactly like him. Amen? Yes, we're his children, but how many of you know? You don't have a bunch of small kids running your household. Yeah, if they're like 5 years old, 4 years old, they'll have you. Imagine if they're going to run the show. Then you're going to be outside. They're going to be sitting with chips by the TV. And so you can't let them control everything. And so it's the same thing with our lives. When I let God control my life, guess what? Things go a lot better. Does that mean that everything's perfect? No, it's not perfect. But there is a scripture that says, be perfect for I am perfect. But he is working on us. Everybody say, he's working on me. And he's working on your mind, and he's working on your body and your spirit. Yeah, it knows God intimately and with the knowledge of God when you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. But that mind has to be renewed, and that body has to be brought under control. So we want to go through the praise scriptures. This is a praise service, this Sunday morning service. And so over in Psalms 92 and verse 1 and 2, it says, it is a good thing. Hallelujah. My wife says, stop banging and hollering and making that noise. So it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. What's it good? It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto his name. You know, not everybody will praise the Lord, but if the Lord has revealed himself unto you, you can praise him. You have the opportunity to say, I will give God glory and praise and honor. And I will love him with every fiber of my being because he saved me, he delivered me, he set me free. Amen? I like the testimony of my wife. She gives her testimony sometimes. And it basically, she had a lot of trouble, a lot of problems back then. But guess what? Her sister said, come talk to this guy. He won't charge you anything either. And so she went to the pastor's house there. She brought him there. She poured out her heart as a young person out to this man, saying this is all her problems. And the man looked at her and he says, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. Absolutely nothing wrong. And she says, what? Haven't you been listening? He says, all you need is a personal relationship with Jesus. And she prayed right there. Hallelujah, I made her cry. And she prayed right there, and she was changed. She was transformed from a life worse than mine. No, it wasn't worse. I was probably worse than her. But anyways, a life worst is worse. She was born again, alive unto God. Amen. She wanted to study the Bible. She went to sent away for the correspondence course at Rhema, and they sent her an application. She filled it out, and she moved there. That's a real leading, all God. So she went out there and graduated from the Bible school. And then 3 years after graduation, then she married me. And everything went downhill. No. Everything went uphill. Amen. And so we thank God. And so she can give God praise. Amen. She tells me she doesn't have a singing voice, but I've heard her sing. And I think it's so cute. We were in Tulsa there, and I had this big camcorder, and I was looking around the yard, and here she was there in the porch singing away, thanking God, amen? And everybody should have praise and thanksgiving unto God. Again, it doesn't come just because the check comes in, just because something good happens to you. It comes because of something good from him, amen, from God Almighty. We can't just look in the natural. Otherwise, you'll be discouraged after discouraged. I feel for those people that have to perform and those entertainers and those actors and all them. They go through every kind of thing and just to try to maintain to be, you know, up there. But guess what? Sooner or later, you're going to be down there. And if they didn't receive the Lord, they'll be really down there. And that's not what God wants for anybody. But I thank God as a born-again, spirit-filled person, we can praise God and we can thank God. Amen? When we go in our vehicles, we can praise God. I wanted to pray in tongues badly when I got born again, but somehow I didn't have the knowledge and the understanding of how to do that. I got saved in the month of May, and it was the following January before I spoke in tongues. And I wanted to because I wanted to drive in my vehicle, and I had a lot of time because I used to travel a lot of miles and for the CNR Railroad. I'm a big guy. And anyways, and so I thought, I'm going to pray in tongues because you travel all across the provinces. And when I did get filled with the Spirit, I prayed in tongues. Amen? And so to be thankful in every circumstance and every situation doesn't mean not for the circumstance. I'm not going to praise God. Oh, thank you for this cancer. You know, it's eating me to death. No, I'm not going to thank God for that, but I am going to thank him for the healing, that himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. I'm going to thank him that I could look to him as my healer, as my deliverer, as my sanctifier, as the one who sets me free. I'm going to look to him. I'm going to look to him in every area of life. So it is a good thing to give thanks to his name, to sing praises, O Most High, to show his loving kindness and in the morning and his faithfulness every night. See, loving kindness in the morning when you wake up, first thing, he's loving you. But by the time you go to bed, he's been faithful to you. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. He's provided for you. He's kept you safe. He's loved you. And he's been with you, and he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Over in Psalms 149, verse 6, let the high praises of God be in your mouth. Let the high praises of God be in your mouth. You're going to have to praise God in every circumstance, in every situation, because you find yourself in. We all go through life. You know, life happens, is the saying. Life happens. But how is that life for you? Are you going to allow that life to tear you down? Or are you going to be able to tear at that and say, no, I'm going to stand firm on what God has done for me, because he's done so much for me. So let the high praises of God be in your mouth. So God wants us to have some high praises. He wants us to worship like they worship, like the individual said about when Jesus came into town in Jerusalem. Here he knows he's going to be sacrificed. He's going to have to go on the cruel cross and die and shed his blood. And yet they're praising him and they're waving palm branches. I love coconuts. And here they're with palm trees, eh? They're waving those branches. And they're saying, Hosanna in the highest. Great one. And the religious people said, no, stop that. This shouldn't be in the shouldn't be done. But yet the little ones would praise the Lord. And so not everybody's going to praise the Lord, but guess what? If the Lord has ministered to you, you give him praise. And be thankful for him. And yes, there's things that can happen to you that may or not be that nice, but you're going to still praise him in every circumstances and everything. So Psalms 18, verse 3, it says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. I'm going to call upon the Lord because he's worthy to be praised. The word praise, it means to express approval, admiration, or audation. So express approval. Have anybody been rejected here? Ever in your life? Nobody puts up their hand. Rejection has come to every single person here, whether you think you've been not rejected or not. It'll come somewhere that rejection does happen. But guess what? The Lord says, I'll never, ever, ever reject you. He'll never, ever reject you. And so he's always there to encourage you. He shed his blood. When I found that scripture, it says, while we were yet sinners, and I think I saw that sign somewhere by Fort Francis or somewhere there, you drive by the highway, it says here, while we were yet sinners, Christ died from the ungodly. I don't know who puts these signs up, but anyways, must be some farmers that are born again or something. I don't know, it's on their land. And so I saw that sign, and yes, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. So he died for us while we were in our sin. While we were lost and all undone and all alone, and yet he died for us. So that shows the kind of love that Jesus has done for us on the cross of Calvary. Shed his blood and made us new. So there's three areas that we're going to have to praise him in. We're going to have to praise him corporately. And again, I thank God that you're all here at church. The Bible says, forsake not to assemble yourself. So we thank God that you've come out to church. But there is a corporate anointing. Everybody say a corporate anointing. And so that comes, I could have a jolly little time there by myself, you know, praising God. Thank you, Jesus. But when we come together and everybody is believing God and everybody is believing that he is our God, our creator, our savior, our Lord and our master, and we come together and join, then there's a corporate anointing. And it's here. And it's thick. Amen? Because everybody is believing. They want to be blessed. You want the presence of God in your life and in your home. And so there's a corporate anointing. And so we thank God for the corporate anointing. It says over in 2 Chronicles 5:13, it said, "And it came to pass as the trumpeters and singers were as one." Everybody say, as one. And so, one is one. And so this is not one person. The trumpet guy is over there. Da, 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 da. And the keyboard player is over there, you know, worshiping. Hallelujah. And so they're not even playing the same song. One guy's fighting and the other guy's worshiping. No, the Bible says as the trumpeters were as one, then something happened. So they were all in one accord. It's something about God that when you are in agreement and when you are in one place and all together, guess what? Dynamite action can happen. Amen? I find out through the scriptures that God is not a big one on strife. He's not a big one on dissension. He's not a big one on things like that. But he loves unity. And he loves when people get together and give him praise and glory and honor. I used to just laugh when I used to go to Brother Hagin's meetings, and I would go there 2 hours in advance, and I would wait by the door. And many a time, not a lot, but a few times, I saw a big fight. Amen? One lady and another lady, and you move over. No, you move over. And so they were fighting right at the door. And then when the doors open, everybody to the front to get the front seats. And everybody's excited. But I noticed then the jackets come off, the coats come off. This happened to have been in February, and it was a bit cold there. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're relaxing, and then they're praising. Hoo-hoo, praise. I would hope that they would go find that one that they just knocked over. Put their arm around them and say, "Praise the Lord, sister. Sorry about that at the entranceway. Didn't mean to hurt you there." And so it's funny, but that happens. People can get in the flesh. People can get, their mind could not be renewed, and they can get downright mad. How many of you ever had road rage here? I've had it a few times. And it's when the rage is over, you know, hopefully you didn't massacre anybody. Because you could get excited. You know, I've even tore down the highway. I didn't do nothing, and the guy went like this. But took this finger away. And so, I didn't deserve that, I felt. I felt he should be treating me a little bit better. He doesn't know me. I don't know him. And he was moving his lips, that's up to you. So I wanted to get a better hearing of what he was saying, so I had to catch up with him and roll down the window. And then when he rolls down the window, I just heard him say, "You're crazy." I didn't want to fight him or anything. I just wanted to see what he had to say. But that's not the... But anyways, we want to get back in unity. So so you have to, in the church, especially in the church, you got to flow in unity. Why? Because God, he's a good God, and he is merciful, but you got to put on your best unity you got. Amen? Put on your unity outfit. And you try to flow in the Holy Ghost the best you can. Because when you're in unity, guess what? God will command a blessing on you. He will do a blessing and make sure that you are blessed. So it said, "It come to pass as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound, to be heard praising." Here these guys are praising and thanking God. They're lifting up their voice, the trumpets, the cymbals, the music, praising the Lord, and they're saying something, "For the Lord is good." You know, how many have ever heard me say that? The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Well, I got that from Brother Hagin. You know, and I'm not just saying it, you know, out of anything. I really believe it and I really mean it. That's why I say it. It's not just a cliche. Amen. See, I could say amen. That could be a cliche. Amen, amen, amen. But guess what? When the Lord is good, I know that the Lord is good and his mercy. What's mercy? It's love, yes, but it's mercy is you don't deserve it. Guess what? You don't deserve it. But guess what? His mercy is there and he wants to bless you and just put you up and give you that award anyways. Amen? That's his mercy. He wants to parade you up there, and he wants to give you that trophy. He wants to give you that first place, even though you don't deserve it, but because he won the first place. That's the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. And thank God that his mercy endures forever. And so as you open up your heart this morning, you can receive that. Amen? You can receive the presence, the Spirit of God. I could see the Holy Spirit, just to let you know. It's a cloud right over there. So we thank God for that. Amen? So open up your hearts and say, thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for your Spirit for touching my life. Amen? Thank God for his presence. So they were as one. What happened? They were saying, the Lord is, hey, look at this. And it matches with the scripture. Well, I'll be, we about to go home now. We heard from the Lord. I tell you the God's truth. This is what my dad says sometimes. I tell you the God's truth. But anyways, it says, then the house was filled with a cloud. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. Let's lift up God. Or let's lift up our hands and thank God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord. We worship you and say thank you, Lord God, for the mighty hand of that you bring to each one of us. Thank you for strengthening us and blessing us in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. And just because there's supernatural manifestations, Brother Hagin would say, sometimes people say, I feel oil on my hands. I feel oil on my hands. And he says, many times I felt oil on my hands. That's just a manifestation of the presence of God. And that's a manifestation of the Spirit of God. So we thank God for that, for those manifestations that can bless us, encourage us, and to help us. So in Luke chapter 1 and verse 64, and I mentioned that many times when people are touched, and we're talking about praise this morning, and this is the corporate praise, then there's two other praises, to praise God when you're going through tests, and also when you're by yourself. So it says here that this man in Luke 1, 64, and his mouth was opened, and his tongue was loosed, and he spake and praised God. Hallelujah. This man had some affliction. This man had something wrong with him. But soon as he was delivered, everybody say delivered.
Delivered.
Amen. He wanted to give praise to God for what the Lord has done. And he immediately thanked God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. And so his tongue was loosed. He couldn't talk. He couldn't speak. But the Lord delivered him and set him free. And then he had a lot of praise on his mouth. He had a lot of praise on his mouth, and he started to praise God. The same man at the gate temple, they grabbed him by the hand, and they lifted him up. Amen? And he came to his feet, and he began walking and leaping and praising God. They pulled him up, and the Bible says his feet and his ankle bones received strength. Thank you, Lord God. And the guy was expecting something. Maybe he thought he was just going to get some money there. They said, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, give we thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. So thank God that when you are healed, you got to give God praise. It's our job and it's our duty. Everything else, you know, the person that works their entire life sometimes, and they get the pension. Pension. And sometimes they leave the following month, or they leave very quickly from earth. They don't get even to enjoy that pension sometimes. Thank God that we can enjoy him right now, not when we're 65. Thank God we can enjoy him when we're 65, but we can enjoy him whatever age we are right now and give him praise and give him honor. So the second one is during times of testing. Over in Acts chapter 16 and verse 25, Acts 16 and verse 25, Paul and Silas were in jail. I'm going to grab my Bible. They were in jail and for preaching the gospel, for ministering. And guess what? They got beat up and they got thrown in jail. Acts 16 and verse 25. And we're talking about praise corporately. We mentioned it. And now praise through testing times, through times when we're tested, tried and tempted. And these guys were tested and tried. Acts 16, verse 25. It says here, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praise unto God. At midnight, Paul and Silas gave praise unto God. Verse 24, it says, having received such a charge, he thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in stocks. So these guys were thrown in jail. And just a little story about Paul and Silas. Did you know that the mighty move of God was on Paul and Barnabas? Those guys were first. They were traveling, they were teaching, but Barnabas ended up taking off. But Silas stayed, and he was around, and so Paul took him. And so when they were ministering the word, guess what? They got in trouble with law, and they got thrown right into prison. But it says here, at midnight, they sang and prayed, praise God, and the prisoners heard them. So that means they did it out loud. Everybody say out loud. That means that it had to be loud enough that all the guards, all the gatekeepers and whatever else there, all the people heard them praising God. They were praising God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are good and your mercy endures forever. We thank you that, you know, we are in jail. We're doing your will, your plan, and your purpose. And sometimes it takes a little bit of suffering to do the will of God. Sometimes when you want to obey, maybe you won't be able to go to some of the places that some of the other workers or people go to. Sometimes we have to say, no, we're not going to be able to go there because we're not part of that crowd. We're not part of the drinking crowd. Yeah? But we're proud of the Holy Ghost crowd. Amen? We're still nice to people, but we don't have to get plastered with them. We can still be nice, and we still can be a blessing unto them. We don't have to be mean about it. And so they said, at midnight they prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. So these guys were beat, black and blue, so to speak, but yet they still had praise. And then something happened when they started to praise. And suddenly, everybody say suddenly, there was a great earthquake, and the prison was shaken, and everybody's bands were loosed, and the keeper of the guard waking out of his sleep. Here the guard is not supposed to be sleeping, but he was sleeping. And seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, thinking that everybody escaped. But Paul cried out, saying, do yourselves no harm. Then he called for a light and sprang in, trembling. And he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Here, in the midst of a test and a trial, came blessing. Now, how many ever heard this? God works all things together for good. Yeah, we hear that sometimes. You know, God, you know, my house just blew up and the dogs died and God works all things together for good. I just want you to know, yeah, that God, I tell you, he's a killer. No, there's no blessing in that whatsoever. There's no blessing in that whatsoever. But yet God can work things together for our good. That means he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll help you get a new house. Amen? He'll help you get a new puppy dog. He'll help you. And he'll work something out for your good. Some way, somehow, he's going to, if you allow him, he will do it in your life. Amen? But I ain't going to thank God for all the bad things. I'm going to thank God that he is a good God, and he's going to work something together for my good. Amen? Because he'll never see the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. So times of testing and trials, we've got to give him some praise and glory that he's the one that's bringing you through that test and trial. In 1 Peter 5 and verse 9, it says in the middle there, the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise, honor, and glory at his appearing, whom having not seen you love, yet seeing him not yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And so you going through a test, but God says, you know what? Your faith is being stretched to the max, and you're still going to believe, and you're still going to trust in me that I will work things out for your good, that I will be able to bless you. Amen? Sometimes people get discouraged. And, you know, many times we've seen suicide. And now in the paper, I just saw suicide with the old people. There was actually four or five of them that allowed themselves to die with assisted suicides. Well, that's not a good way to die. Yes, I understand the pain and the suffering, but, you know, there's a better way. The way of Jesus. Amen? The way of Jesus. Not to just say, just because things aren't going good, we'll go that way. No. And the young people. You know, I was 20 years old, and when I was going through all kinds of tests and trials, I thought, you know, driving my vehicle, since I'm such a great driver, you know, maybe it would be better sometimes just to crash or something and leave a good testimony that, man, that guy was a partier. No, that's not a good testimony. You know, after being saved for 30 years, I look at that, and I could see that, boy, is that ever stupid thinking. That's wrong thinking. And many wonderful people left Earth early when they shouldn't have. They should have been able to stay and fulfill the plan and the purpose that God has for them. And you look at that from the side. Sometimes I go on YouTube and you see all the drunk people or whatever, and you see them staggering around and stuff. Yeah, in their mind, they're in a whole different world. They're thinking that maybe this is exciting. Maybe this, you know, the music is playing. Boom, 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 boom. Times are good, you know, just But guess what? That's just a facade. It's just a fake front when God has a plan and a purpose for every single one of us. Hallelujah. Let's lift up our hands. Let's thank Him that He is merciful unto us. Thank You, Lord God, that You're merciful and that You're kind and You're gracious. Thank You, Lord God, that You'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. You're with us always, even unto the end of the age. And we pray for those that have lost loved ones. In the name of Jesus, that You'd send forth laborers across their path and speak unto them. Speak unto those homes. Let the presence of God come in there in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. So the third point is praise Him when you're by yourself. Now, Psalms 103, we'll put that up. Psalms 103. Everybody, you want to stand up and shake your leg? You okay? Amen. So this is David. They were pursuing to kill him. And so he had a bad day. His own son wanted to kill him at one time, Absalom. And he had to flee from the situation. But guess what? Even in the midst of fleeing, even in the midst of losing the kingship, guess what? David said something there. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Let's all say that. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name." Next verse. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Here he's going through a test. He's going through a trial, and he's all by himself. But then he's encouraging himself in the Lord. And so, have you ever needed to encourage yourself? How many of you needed to encourage yourself? Yes, at different times. Sometimes I call Pastor Rome up, and I talk to him, and if he's available, He cheers me up. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And so sometimes you call up people and you want a little encouragement, a little help from your friends. But sometimes there isn't help. And you're going to have to go right to the source of the help, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're going to have to say like David, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name." So David was having a bummer day. Did you ever have a bummer day? Amen. It's almost 12, so we want to get this message and have some excitement. He was having a bummer day, but yet he encouraged himself in the Lord. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Yeah, what kind of benefits you give me? You gave me nothing. No, that's not true. Tell him, one of my friends in Winnipeg, and he's a wonderful guy, but he was single. I was single at the time. He would look with longing eyes at this person. I was longing myself, eh? But anyways, he would look with longing eyes at this. He worked with this guy, and and this guy is married, and I'm not married, and he's got two twin boys, and both of them are in hockey, and I love hockey. I love playing hockey. And he would go on, and I would endeavor to say, you know, snap out of it, because you're discouraging me. But you have to bring yourself to remembrance of God's goodness in your life. Amen? And not to stay in that. That's horrible, just to stay in some negative thought pattern. Oh, I'll always be poor. Or I'm always going to be miserable. I'm always going to be alone. I'm always going to be this. That is foolishness. And the devil loves to play with people's minds. Eh? And get them thinking in a wrong direction and get them thinking downhill. Oh, it's never going to get better and it's worse. No, the Bible says morning by morning he encourages me. He shows me his will, his plan, and his purpose. Always the future's always better than the past. The future's always better than the past. Doesn't matter how good the past was, guess what? The future is always better. Everybody say always better. Amen. So what did David do? He said, forget not his benefits. What's the next scripture? It says, who forgives. Everybody say, who forgives.
Forgive.
He forgives all iniquities. Who heals all diseases. So you and I are going to have to encourage ourselves to forgive all our sins and heals all of our diseases. And this is David. He's encouraging himself. He's endeavoring to prop himself up. Why? Because sometimes people don't want to encourage you. Have you ever experienced that in your life, Pastor Steve, since you just walked in? Hey, yes, all of us have at times. Guess what? And especially when you're a minister or working in the church, you're the one that is supposed to always be up. You know, I love my mother. She's so cute. Holy Ghost woman, 77 years old. But I remember being a young guy, and I saw her down one day. I looked at her and says, Mom, you're down. And she said, what? Can't I be down one day? Because everybody expects her to be up. She's the mother. She's the Holy Ghost. She's the woman. And so everybody looks to her and said, oh, you always got to be up. No. She wanted to have a bummer day. But guess what? She has to encourage herself in the Lord, just like every one of us does. And so David was encouraging himself. He was saying, who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases. Anything else there? Who redeems thy life from destruction. Thank you, Lord. I don't have to be destroyed. Who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. And what else? Who satisfies thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Now the eagle is renewed. Guess what? He gets old. And his beak gets old and decrepit. But guess what I heard? He goes up into a high mountain. And he starts banging that beak. He starts knocking that beak. And he knocks the old one off and grows a new one. Amen? And then he's ready to look better than Gonzo. Hallelujah. He's ready. So I asked the worship team to come. And we're going to sing that first song that they sang. So if you are discouraged this morning, I hope not. But anyways, if you are, you got to give God some praise. Give him something to work with. Because if you give him something to work with, guess what? Then he's got something to work with. If you don't give him nothing to work with, he's got nothing to work with. He's moved heaven and earth for you. Amen? He came down from heaven. He ministered unto you on the cross of Calvary. And then he rose again from the dead. So thank God. And if you can't find anything to praise God with for, thank him that you're alive. Amen. Unless we'll call an ambulance. Amen. You're alive. You've got breath. You can praise the Lord. You're alive. God has a plan and a purpose. God has a will and desire for your life. And that comes through faith in believing and trusting that God is going to reveal that plan unto you. He's going to show you things to come. The Holy Spirit's the one that moves right in your circumstance and your situation and opens your eyes to see, gives you a heart and a desire for the plan and the will and the purpose of God. So let's all stand. We're going to sing this song just before you close, and then I still have one more word. Go ahead.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. With one accord, every praise, every praise is to our God. We sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah to our God. Glory is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Is to our God, every word of worship with one accord. Every praise, oh, every praise, oh, every praise, oh, every praise, every praise, every praise, oh, every praise, every praise is to our.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Look, thank you, Jesus. Father, we want to thank you for each one here. Thank you for your goodness and your grace towards us. Thank you that as we run our race, that each one runs their race. Lord, they'll look to you and give you praise and give you glory, that you're not finished with them. Say, God's not finished with me yet. Once more, God's not finished with me yet. Amen. So thank God. So Father, we want to say thank you. And for each one here, we speak the blessings of God upon them. And we thank you, Lord God, that our houses, our homes, our families, that each one here would have a praise on their lips. That people will say, whoa, where'd that come from? Well, that came right from the innermost recesses of their spirit. A praise and a glory and a thank you, Jesus, for salvation and for healing me and delivering me. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for coming out this morning. Again, the barbecue is down the hall. And the barbecue is outside. So enjoy your Sunday and thank God. Thank you for watching online. And God bless you. Have a wonderful praising day. Amen.
That's
it.
Yeah. Okay, Dev, I got the